The Geek Couch podcasts are brought to you by Charming Beard Coffee. Go to charmingbeard.com and enter in the code GEEK when you buy a bag of their single roasted coffees and get 10% off of your order. Charming Beard Coffee, quality small batch single origin coffee for the discerning coffee drinker. Beard not necessarily required. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Geek Couch Backstage Pass. I'm your host, Sean DeRegger. Thanks for tuning in. I have six bands for you this week to discover, and hopefully you enjoy them all. Let's jump right into them here. Don't want to waste any time here. This first band hails from London, and they're comprised of a collective from diverse alternative bands, having worked with or in The Rapture, The Album Leaf, POD, Skydiver, Still Corners, and Maria Rhodes. Go Tell the Eskimo is a unique and fun escape. Their three-song EP is available on iTunes right now for only $2.97 via Red Parade Music. Here's a song, When the Lights Go Out, kicking things off from their three-song EP. It's called Smoke Signals. You're listening to the Geek Couch Backstage Pass. good stuff right there. That is Go Tell the Eskimo with the song When the Lights Go Out off of the EP, three-song EP called Smoke Signals. I really, really, really can't wait until they have a full-length album. Really looking forward to hearing what they have to offer via a full-length. So go to their website, gotelltheeskimo.com, and keep a lookout for them. I was looking around online. I couldn't really find any information about any future full length they're writing, but the three songs kick ass and really make you want a full length. So next up, formed by Fred Thomas back in 2000 as a basement project, Saturday Looks Good to Me has released three albums through Polyvinyl Records. After being on hiatus since 2008, Saturday Looks Good to Me is planning a return in 2013. The song Sunglasses is the first glance into the album One Kiss Ends It All, the band's fifth studio album, expected to be released on Polyvinyl Records sometime in the early spring of 2013. This is Saturday Looks Good to Me with the song Sunglasses.
I mean, if that doesn't get you pumped for a full-length album,
I don't know what will. That is Saturday Looks Good to Me. Song is called Sunglasses. It's going to be featured on their full length that's coming out in spring of 2013. The full length will be called One Kiss Ends It All. And they're out on Polyvinyl Records. Go to SaturdayLooksGoodToMe.bandcamp.com. You can grab that single right now. I believe there's a B-side available as well. And good stuff from them. I really, really can't wait to hear more stuff from them. Well, next up, we have a couple punk rock bands. These two bands specialize in the stripped-down raw punk rock. They're both from Montreal, Quebec. And they recently joined forces on a split EP. First up, this is Dig It Up with the song Move My Way.
Lady to lady, I've been watching you for quite some time. Lady to lady, that looks until I think the weather cried. Yeah!
That is Dig It Up with the song Move My Way. I really dig the way that band plays their instruments, and they actually can fucking play, you know? They're not like just a stripped-down punk rock band that can just, you know, lay out some three chords. The dudes can actually rock out on the guitar, and great stuff from them. That band is called Dig It Up, and like I said, they have a split EP out with this next band, Prevenge. The song is called Buried Alive. We'll That was Prevenge with the song Buried Alive. It's on the split EP with Dig It Up, and you can grab that EP over at digitup.bandcamp.com. Get it digitally right over there. They're both from Montreal, Quebec, and good stuff from them. Good, just kind of good old-fashioned rock and roll, punk rock. I really dig it. All right, moving right along here, I have a couple more bands to play for you today. This next band is called Deep Time. They're not really a band. I guess they're a pop duo. They hail from Austin, Texas, and they are Jennifer Moore on organ, electric guitar, and vocal microphone, or vocals, and Adam Jones on drums. Their self-titled album came out in July on Hardly Art. Here's their first single off that album. This is Deep Time with the song Clouds on the Backstage Pass. Austin, Texas duo Deep Time. Their album is out right now. You can go to their Facebook page and find out where it's at. I thought I had it right here. You can go to heartlyart.com/shop/deeptime. I'll put these links on the show notes so you can, if there's any of these bands you like, you can track them down. But good stuff from them. I really like their sound. I think they're interesting. They have an interesting and an original sound. Really dig it from them, and hopefully, you know, they're a band that'll last a while. So, again, the album is, it's self-titled. Album's called Deep Time. The band is called Deep Time, and the song you just heard was called Clouds, available on Hardly Art Records. Go to HardlyArt.com and just check out everything else they have to offer. All right, one more band for you today, and then we'll be moving along. I'm really digging on the eclectic assortment I had today. Hopefully I'll keep the, you know, future shows more eclectic like this. This next band I actually played a song from them on the Collector's Edition podcast. This band's called Run Forever. And Anthony Hubel of Run Forever may be guilty of wearing his heart on his sleeve with deeply personal and emotional songs, but that honesty is what helps set the band apart from their peers. Their previous full length, The Devil and Death and Me, from 2010, was primarily influenced by the death of former Run Forever guitarist Corey Wolfram. Run Forever is back with the follow-up to that album, Settling. While nothing can compare to the events inspiring their first full length, the band still doesn't shy away from deeply personal lyrics. This is Run Forever with the song Basement on the Geek Couch Backstage Pass. Run Forever with the song Basement off of their album Settling on the Geek Couch Backstage Pass. Hope you guys have enjoyed the show. You can get Run Forever's album on it's on Tiny Engines Records, tinyengines.net, or their Bandcamp, runforever.bandcamp.com. Good stuff from them, and the album is out right now, so you can go ahead and grab that if you like it. Well, I want to thank all of you for checking out this week's show. Come back next week to discover six more bands. I'm going to do one more show next week with showcasing six bands. And then the week after that, I'm going to be doing a Christmas episode with some bands that have recorded Christmas songs. So that should be fun. A fun little holiday treat for all of you. Of course, as all the Geek Couch podcasts are brought to you by Charming Beard Coffee. Check out the coffee at charmingbeard.com. I want to thank them for allowing me to help get the word out for their coffee. It's really good. I start my day off every morning with a cup of their coffee. So good stuff from them. If you haven't, check out the other podcast, the Geek Couch Collector's Edition podcast, which is a weekly Blu-ray podcast, and then also I have a religion/philosophy podcast called the AXPX podcast. You can go to theaxpx.com, learn more there. And of course, everything else that I'm doing here, you can go to thegeekcouch.com, find it all there. Follow me on Twitter, Geek Couch, and also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/Geek Couch. Or is it the Geek Couch? I'm always hoping I'm sending people to the right the right place. Oh yeah, facebook.com/the Geek Couch. I want to thank all of you again for tuning in. Have a great week. I'll have some more music for you a week from now. Bye-bye.